we got some Hey Joe questions to answer.
Joe cracked the gong.
All right, first up, this one from Gary W. Was Duke's comeback at Cole Field House 21 years ago today the greatest in ACC history?
Oh, man, that was 21 years ago?
Speaking of educating fans.
Oh, geez. Yeah, well, back when Duke and Maryland was the hottest ticket 20 years ago.
21 years ago.
Or 21 or 21 years ago. For the, I'm talking about in general,
yeah,
those two
no, that,
teams.
That 99 through 02.
Yeah.
Maybe even 04 when,
yeah.
when Maryland won the ACC in 04.
Mm-hmm.
They ended Duke's run of ACC championships. That was a that was Jason Williams. Obviously, that's Duke ends up winning the national championship in 01. Jason Williams, though, leads this amazing Jay Williams leads this amazing comeback by Duke at Cole Field House with like people throwing full bottles mm-hmm. of Pepsi and allegedly filled with urine and batteries and coins and everything else at them. And Carlos Boozer's mom was essentially assaulted, and it was an amazing comeback. But there was a three-point line. So you have to and there was more. It was, I think it was 90 seconds when they began their comeback.
Dude, but it was 90-80 with
a... No, it was crazy. It was amazing.
It was 90-80 with like a minute to go.
It was an amazing comeback, but there was a three-point line. So it can't be the greatest comeback in ACC history.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina beat Duke in 74. They were down 8 with 17 seconds left, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
No three-point line. Obviously, no shot clock. Like, how?
How do you do that?
How?
Yeah.
They end up winning. They win the game in overtime after an amazing shot at the buzzer. So you're never going to top that 74 game. But yeah, Jay Will like is Jay Will today
because
in
of
a large
game.
Part because of that game.
I saw the highlights making the rounds yesterday, and my big takeaway was watching Gary Williams just turn more and more
a deeper shade of purple.
Yes, just it like. You know, there's that meme of like internal screaming. Gary Williams was the embodiment of internal screaming. He's been known to be a yeller. He will, you know, if you've ever been to a Maryland game with Gary Williams as their head coach,
he yells at his assistants and the bench.
Yes.
Loves to turn and scream,
doing that stuff. He wasn't even yelling. He couldn't. It just was internal screaming the entire time. Next up,
this one from Mikey and Bayonne. Hey, Joe. Should I be getting my NFL picks from Victoria instead of you?
So where are we on the Great Sweet Tea Cup? Because people might not be aware of this.
Yeah,
you and Victoria have a postseason bet where an igloo cooler full of sweet tea will be dumped on the loser?
The winner.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what the mayonnaise was dumped on the winning coach.
Okay, gotcha.
Remember the Cheez-Its were dumped on Dabo Swinney?
Yes.
So the Bills just needed to play defense for 13 more seconds, and we'd be tied right now. It would be 3-3. It should be 3-3 right now. In Buffalo right now, we are tied 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to admit we're not in Buffalo?
We're not in Buffalo, though. I think most people understand that.
Fine. Victoria is 4-2, and I'm 2-4. So now I'm in a situation where I need to win the final three games of the playoffs. Never mind, I've only won two of the first rounds of the playoffs.
So this means you'll have sweet tea dumped on you? No, sweet tea will be dumped on Victoria.
Yes.
Right, but here's the thing. I want to win.
Yes.
I don't want to lose.
No, I know you want to win. I know you want to win. Well, and I want you to win, too, because I want to see what happens when sweet tea and hair gel combine.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if we're outside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the immovable force there. So, yes, we made our picks. Victoria has the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
I have the Rams. We'll see how it goes. But I need to win all three games. You can catch that on what's on Gilio's card.
Next up.
This one from Daniel. Hey, Joe. We all know how much you care about Gilio's fantasy football team and how much you love talking about baseball with Adam Gold. On a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being absolutely miserable, how would you enjoy managing a season of fantasy football?
A 15 out of 10. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to go into 50, 20. Look, I gave up on fantasy football a long time ago. If I do play fantasy football, it's one-day fantasy football. I'll do FanDuel, DraftKings, that sort of stuff. Because there's no long-term commitment. You know what actually bugged me the most about fantasy football back in the day? Back when I used to play? The people who wanted to make trades.
I was going to say, you're about to make me feel very seen right now, yes.
I hated the concept of the trades. And oftentimes it was always, and you might be guilty of this, I can't remember because it's been so long, where it's like, oh, no, like you were doing me a favor.
Yes.
I was totally, no, this deal totally works for you. Then why do you want to do it?
to help you and your team.
Sure. Yes. Yeah, no, it's not. All right, I think we got time for one more.
This one from Bill. Hey, Joe, low-key petty UNC won't do anything to honor Coach K at the Smith Center next week?
Yeah, I saw that with NC State and North Carolina on Saturday. Clearly, the focus is on that matchup, and Roy Williams is going to be honored at halftime. The 1982 championship team is going to be honored at halftime. But it came out today that North Carolina does not plan to do anything special outside of a mention at the intro for Mike Krzyzewski. That'll be his last trip to the Smith Center as the head coach. That's Saturday, February 5th. No gifts, no special ceremony, nothing. And you know what? Good. As it should be. Respect the rivalry by showing no respect, right? Isn't that what you love to say? Show respect by showing no respect. Plus, I do feel that North Carolina learned their lesson, because I want to say this was back in 2015 timeframe when Mike Krzyzewski had surpassed 1,000 wins. They had done something to like honor Coach K.
And the fans.
The Smith Center was not having it. Yeah. Absolutely not having it. So they might mean a goodwill gesture towards Coach K, but you know who's not going to have that? The people in the building. So to just not have an awkward moment, just whatever. And besides, I mean, Coach K is going to get the biggest gift of them all at the Smith Center on February 5th. A win. Right?
Should.
Right?
We'll see.
Right?
We'll see.
I'm making that assumption. I said that half, half jokingly, because, yeah, we've seen some stranger things happen in this rivalry.